It's Christmas, sometime long ago in my life. There's a gift wrapped under the tree. It has a tag with my name on it. Mom says it's for me, but I have to wait to open it, she says. It's Advent, and Advent is for waiting. What is it, I ask? My mom smiles and says it's what I have always wanted. And I wonder to myself, deep in my soul, how can my deepest desire be hidden under wrapping? Can I open it now, I plead. Right now. I can't wait. No, she says, not yet. But you can do something. Advent is for waiting, my mom says, but she says it's also for imagining. Advent is the time when we imagine the gift unwrapped. And I do. I imagine what it is, what it could be. I imagine the joy on the morning I run down the stairs and unwrap the gift that has my name on it, only to discover it is the gift that has unwrapped me. I imagine that it must have been expensive. I imagine it as a gift so consequential that my father must have sacrificed a great deal to give it to me. And then I imagine that a gift this significant, a gift that satisfies my deepest need, can't just be given to me this Christmas. Such a gift must be given to more than just me. And I imagine, what if everyone at my little school was given such a gift? I wonder what it would be like if all my friends and the bully at my locker and my teacher and the guy at lunch who always sits alone, I wonder if all had the gift of their deepest desire waiting and wrapped for them under the tree. I imagine what would happen. I imagine each would feel included. For if the gift is given for all, then all are chosen in the gift. And if all are chosen, then there is no more need to pick sides. Recess at last would be wide open for play. Rather than captains choosing teams to side, competitions fueling petty intramural rivalries where one's value is determined by who is weak and who is strong, where worth is defined by scoring points and popularity by fads and fashions, we would have a school identity, united in sharing a common gift. I imagine the gift. It's right here. I can see it. I hold it. I shake it. And I want to open it, but it's not yet time. It's not yet time. But I know the day is coming, and it's coming soon, when I'll get to tear open the wrapping and see it for myself, face to face. Advent is for waiting, my mom says, but it's also for imagining the gift unwrapped. What is it? What could it be? What could possibly satisfy my best desire wrapped under the tree? And I wonder if that is how Mary felt holding this child, the child the angel told her to name Jesus, meaning God saves. I wonder if she imagined what that meant for her and for the world as she pondered all those perplexing and mysterious words and events deep in her heart. The words that this child that she holds so close would be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and he will occupy a throne, and that his kingdom will have no end. I wonder if Mary could have imagined this child as God's gift ready to be unwrapped for the world. Did she imagine that these little fingers, fresh and fragile, will one day be the fingers that will bear the scars of the world? And that on another day from now, those same fingers will be the ones that will wipe away every tear from our eyes? Did she imagine that this flesh crying in her arms would be the same flesh when crucified, would be the means of our reconciliation, that would open up the possibility of a new world hope? Did she imagine that years from now, this little one weeping in her arms will grow into a man whose final cry will be one of forgiveness? And who on that day, just as he is now, will be wrapped like a gift, bloody and fragile, waiting in the darkness to be unwrapped again as a gift that will satisfy our deepest desire? Did she imagine that when he is fully unwrapped, he will inaugurate a new world order where all those who have lived in a land of deep darkness will be given an eternal light whose intensity will never grow dim? For when the morning finally comes and the gift is unwrapped, so is our joy, as we are led out of darkness and into the radiance of a fresh dawn, where we will all squint before a glory so brilliant the darkness is unable to overcome it. Did Mary, in her waiting, imagine? And I wonder, can we imagine that when the gift of her Son is unwrapped, he will be the glory of God, and all authority will rest on his shoulders, and at his name, every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth will bend, for he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. I wonder if Mary imagined that when her Son is unwrapped as a gift for the world to see, the circumference of his reign would have no end. A kingdom marked by an endless peace, where justice and righteousness are upheld from this time on and forevermore. I wonder if Mary imagined that, and I wonder if we can imagine with her that in her arms is God's greatest promise fulfilled, and the gift given to satisfy humanity's greatest need. And that this is why the angels gathered, filling the cold, dark night with songs of praise at his birth. For when the gift is unwrapped for the world to see, then all in heaven and on earth shall sing, for they know that joy cometh with the morning, when we shall all come, that we shall all come and adore him and give him all the glory. For only he, Jesus Christ, unwrapped as God's gift for the world, is worthy to be praised. And with the celestial choir, we'll praise his name forever and forever. I wonder if tonight we might be able to imagine the significance and scope of God's greatest gift for the world unwrapped for you and for me and for all of hope. Let us pray. Lord, give us the capacity to see with the eyes of faith what you have given to the world. You have given flesh for our flesh. You have given breath for our breath. You have given a life from you so that we might have life. Tonight, Lord, we want to imagine the large circumference of the Father's grace, that we might be pulled by its gravity to its center, Jesus Christ. May you pour out your Holy Spirit upon each as each has need tonight, that we might imagine anew and afresh what it means to unwrap this gift for our own life tonight. We are grateful, God, that you have acted in time and in space that you have spoken into our history so that we might have a new history together, a history marked by an everlasting hope that has no end. Because it is a hope in Jesus, Emmanuel, God who is with us and God who is for us, the God who lights up the world. In his holy name we pray, all of hope said, amen.